From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. One day before a threatened U.S. government shutdown, Senate leaders on Wednesday struck a bipartisan deal that would keep the U.S. government funded for 2 years. But it didn't address contentious immigration topics. VOA's Michael Bowman has the details from the Senate.
It would boost spending on national defense and domestic programs, ending years of budget caps Republicans argued were hollowing out America's military and Democrats said were harming the needy. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The compromise we've reached will ensure that for the first time in years, our armed forces will have more of the resources they need to keep America safe.
But not everyone is on board. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said she won't back the deal unless Republican Speaker Paul Ryan allows a vote on a bill to grant legal status to young undocumented immigrants. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Congressional leaders face a race against the clock with federal funding expiring at midnight Thursday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence said Wednesday that Washington would soon announce new tough sanctions to persuade North Korea to abandon its nuclear and missile programs.
The United States and Japan will continue to confront the most dangerous threat in the Indo-Pacific, the rogue regime in North Korea.
Pence promised the United States and its allies, including Japan, would keep maximum pressure on Pyongyang until it took steps to complete verifiable and irreversible denuclearization. This is VOA News.